help for the disillusioned. The world's materialism constantly captures the senses and force feeds us artificial nourishment that does not satisfy or sustain us. In fact, materialism acts as a slow poison. Something is seriously wrong when many of our most brilliant minds dedicate themselves to perfecting the ability to kill, or when one of the planet's greatest businesses is the illicit drug trade. A culture is not healthy when it stockpiles enough chemical and nuclear weapons to annihilate everyone on the planet many times over. As we saw in the first chapter, the impotence of our spiritual leaders prevents them from counteracting the widespread negativity in today's world. Consequently, everyone is increasingly subject to demonic energies. In such an insane world, we should avoid trying to fit a warped mold, and we should not be afraid to be different. To adapt to such a crazy environment is a sign of real insanity, and to be different can be a healthy, thoughtful position. As spiritual warriors, though, we must understand the prevalent atmosphere and not be surprised when people reject our help. They may be caught in the thrall of sense gratification or feel powerless to fight against the behavior all around them. In addition, they may have been disappointed in the past and are afraid of being cheated again by spiritual messengers. They hold themselves back as a means of self-protection. Yet compassion requires us to act. If we are too cowardly to share our love and devotion unabashedly with others, or if we are too afraid of being singled out for our so-called eccentricities, we are part of the craziness and will be of little help. Although we must not force ourselves on anyone, as our love and compassion become deeper and stronger, we will surround others with such a powerful spiritual radiance that they may begin to accept us and what we have to offer. When we remain equipoised, fixed, and consistent, disillusioned people may begin to realize that our behavior is not based on any ulterior motive. Because people really desire the best for themselves, once they are convinced that we genuinely want to help them grow and advance spiritually, they will become more open.